Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.
Students blockaded the entrance to the Book of Kells, the exhibition there at Trinity College Dublin. It's a protest that that kicked off yesterday. And the president of the Trinity College Dublin Students' Union, Laszlo Malnarfi, is with us on the show. Laszlo, what's the protest about? What is the protest about, Laszlo? Just bear with us for a moment. We're just trying to get Laszlo here with us on the line. But I think we've got Jenny on the line in Dublin, though. Jenny, good afternoon.
Hi, good afternoon.
How are you? So you're a student at Trinity College, is that right, Jenny?
I am a student at Trinity College, yes.
Why? What is this protest about?
Yesterday.
You were part of it. Okay, so what's it about?
I'm sorry, I couldn't hear you.
What's the protest about, Jenny?
Yeah, so the protest is in regards to the senior management of the college has proposed a fee increase.
Go on ahead.
Sorry. The senior management of Trinity College has proposed a fee increase for master's students. And so the union, I believe, over the last few months has been in talks with them and have eventually now had to come to the point that we are threatening that, you know, this is unacceptable. Education needs to be for all. And so we blockaded the Book of Kells because, you know, we've done it before. It's not the first time. And we know it gets a reaction from the college and it hurts them financially. It's, we get to talk to tourists that come in and explain the, you know, the lived reality of students, of, you know, homeless students, of students having to work two jobs just to get through college. And so any increase into fees really just stand in the face of that and building a college that works for us all. So it's important that we got out to protest.
So the 2.3% increase to the fees, is that just, Laszlo, for the master students?
Oh, not at all. It's not only actually a 2.3% increase for master students, but also increases of up to 10% for some non-EU students. The truth is, students are struggling to pay their groceries. Students are sleeping in cars. Students are commuting for hours. And any increases just further adds to the financial precarity that students find themselves in. Any increase will just make education further inaccessible and will further entrench Trinity as an elitist and classist institution. Education should be a public good. It should not be a luxury. And when our university management ignores our request, our polite request through petitions and meetings and arguments, then we must escalate as a union, because that is what a union is for. A union is there to take collective action, to stand up to much bigger and adverse forces. In this case, it is students coming together to stand up to college management, who seemingly prioritise profit. They did cite,
though, Laszlo, the fact that, like, the education sector, it is under pressure, under huge pressure, they said. And they, too, were trying to deal with rising costs and what they're talking about, or what they're describing as the underfunded public sector pay rises. So they have rising costs as well.
Yes, but students should not bear the brunt of government underfunding. You know, senior management have a salary in total of over 2.5 million euros per year, and more than 300 staff members earn more than 100,000 euros a year at our college. Also, the Trinity as an institution seems to always prioritize profit, not its students. The truth is that we should be working together against the government. We should be advocating together, but this is not happening. When we as the Students' Union proposed an alternative solution, which was that they increase the Book of Kells ticket prices rather than fees, our request went ignored. It wasn't even investigated. You see how the Students' Union tried to propose an alternative.
So the Students' Union suggested that you increase the ticket price, the cost of going to the Book of Kells exhibition, instead of the hike to the student fees.
Absolutely, we did. And we did that because we believe that education is a right, it's a public good, and that students should not bear the brunt
of
government
underfunding. And how much did you want the Book of Kells tickets to increase by?
Well, you see, if you increase the Book of Kells ticket prices by €2, you would bring in €1 million in revenue. This is an alternative source of revenue that does not rely on treating students as cash cows, and it would be a solution to the government underfunding, while at the same time, in this collaborative spirit, the entire university community could come together, united, and fight back against government underfunding.
Okay. So how many people, so you decided instead to blockade, was it the entrance, Laszlo, to the exhibition at Trinity, the Book of Kells exhibition?
Yes.
So no tourists could get in or out?
And we have to take these actions because otherwise our university does not listen to us. While students are pleading with the university to please not put more financial burden on students, and we are not being listened to. And this is the only way to get a reaction out
okay.
of them.
Okay, so here we are today now talking about it as a result. We have contacted management at Trinity College to see if they'd like to join us or to send us in a statement. They're still welcome to do so if you want. You can give me a shout, actually. It's 1800 453 106. The protest happened yesterday. Is it ongoing today, Laszlo?
No, it's not ongoing today. But the student campaign will and must continue because we are saying enough is enough. You know, we are no longer content to be treated as cash cows by our university management.
Okay, how many people, Jenny, took part in the protest yesterday?
This week is exam week in Trinity, and so get people out to protest, I'm sure wasn't very easy, but we still got probably about 30 people throughout the day coming by to sit down for hours out of their study to just stand up. And then, of course, we had a online campaign at the same time, which saw hundreds of students engage with it to call out the college on their social media pages to address the reality of what students have to go through every day.
Okay, so about 30 students were there on and off or in and around that number yesterday for the protest. And when I say you blockaded, there was a blockade at the entrance to the exhibition. I take it then, Jenny, no tourists could get in or out.
Yeah, so when we arrived, they closed the Book of Kells and they refunded tickets for any tourists that had bought tickets. And close it for the rest of the day. We know for the staff working at the Book of Kells, it is an inconvenience, and we chat to them and we engage with them, and there is a shared understanding that, look, you know, it's not about trying to ruin tourist experience or trying to.
But sure, is that not exactly what happened? Like, what was the reaction from the tourists yesterday?
Yeah, so it tends to be mixed. We get a mix of support of people coming in and saying, oh, look, sure, I understand. And of course, there's people frustrated. And I suppose, and we encourage them to redirect that frustration at the college.
But sure, what's the point in telling American or Canadian or Australian students to share or show their frustration to the management of Trinity College? Like, will they not go home with a bad taste in their mouth talking about the fact that they bought tickets and couldn't get in?
Simply as students, that is not where our priorities lie. It is frustrating, and I understand, and when I talk to them, but that frustration ultimately isn't with us, and it would be ill-placed to put it with us. And that's where we stop and we talk to them and we engage with them and just explain our position to just say, look, like this is the protest yesterday was in response to a letter that the president, the provost of the college, sent out, saying that, you know, don't disrupt us or face consequences.
Well, that's because I understood that this email that was sent out to students was that the Provost of Trinity College said that they'd received what they described as a very concerning email from the Students' Union promising to cause serious financial and reputational damage to the university.
Laszlo, would you like
Yes, I would. I would like to come in. And actually, might I also add that tourists who are coming from all over the world, and especially from the United States, also are very well aware of the detrimental effect that the corporatization of academia has had. I mean, they are also paying exorbitant fees in their own home countries. And the resistance to this and the fight for public education is something that's happening all across the world. And a lot of the tourists do sympathize with us because of that. Now, the email that the provost, Linda Doyle of Trinity College Dublin, sent out to all students and staff was an ill-fated attempt to threaten, intimidate, and harass student.
Well, to be fair to Miss Doyle, I'm reading here in the papers today, she actually wrote that the threat from the students wasn't acceptable.
Yes, exactly. So that the email that was sent out was an attempt to intimidate the student movement because the student movement is growing.
I doubt sincerely now it was to intimidate the students' union, but she seems to think in what I'm reading today was that the what the college received was a threat. But look, we're not going to split hairs about this. Ultimately, the messages I'm getting, Laszlo, from listeners today, right, and let me just put these to you. I don't think it's fair on tourists who've travelled over to see the Book of Kells. Very selfish of the students to take it out on the tourists. They're already paying enough to come here. Another listener says, I think this is extremely harmful. I think it's harmful for the students' union and these types of protests that they're engaging in. You've plenty of other opportunities to engage with the college. If you're targeting innocent bystanders, it actually screams entitlement that these students think they have the right to have such a negative impact. I've been involved in students' union all my life, says this listener, and it's something that we've never engaged in because it turns the public perception against you.
But it is also a very powerful tool that works. We got our rent freeze at the beginning of the year precisely because we engaged in disruptive action. And at the end of the day, the right to protest isn't defined by university management. They're essentially saying you have the right to protest as long as you do it in the way that I want you to do it. And we are not standing for that. The truth is that both trade unions and student unions share the same principle when taking action.
Okay, Connor,
any action that you take must be disruptive.
Let me bring in Connor Reedy for a moment as well, Laszlo. Connor is on the line. You've been listening to Laszlo and Jenny today. Is it the right way to protest, Connor?
I think absolutely, Laszlo hit the nail on the head. It's an effective form of protest. I've been around for quite some time. I'm just leaving my role as president of a postgraduate union across Ireland. And I think since I started my undergrad 10 years ago, I haven't seen the student movement win anything until this year, until these tactics started to come into play. So I think it's completely legitimate. You look at people like Ivana Bacic, Joe Duffy, their time as student union presidents in Trinity College following similar tactics. I think this stuff works. And just to touch on the question you asked about the public perception and how it's unfair, the tourists. I was involved in student protests in 2018, Take Back Trinity, in response to supplemental fee increases and rent increases for students. They were effective. And we engaged at that time with a load of tourists who were completely understanding and empathetic when they came to the Book of Kells and found it closed. So people might think that this is unfair. People might think that the public will react badly. But in a lot of cases, actually, people understand where you're coming from. Just to share an anecdote from last night when I visited Laszlo and the students at the Book of Kells. We met with some American tourists who were hoping to see the book. We ended up having a conversation with them about how unfair the college system is in America, how fees are now completely out of kind of proportion and any affordable any affordable kind of conception of what fees would be. And they understood why we were doing what we were doing, and they gave us well wishes and went on their way. So I think that the reality and the perception are two very different things.
Okay, what about the serious damage, though, that it will cause to the university finances?
Well, I mean, what about the serious damage that this will cause to like access to education? If we're talking about 10% increases for non-EU master's students, like if we're talking about potential rent increases that were mooted last year.
Look, the cost of living is absolutely. Look, I fully accept and understand that you know, there's no question about it. It is tough in terms of the financial cost of the day-to-day living that goes along, and particularly as well for students. I think we've got William. Is William on the line? How are you, William? Good afternoon. You're a PhD student, I believe, at Trinity College. Do you support this type of protest?
No, I don't. No, I support protesting, but I don't support this type of protest. I believe in a dialogic engagement, and if one was to protest, then they should have done so on campus without interfering with the business of the college itself. Some of the communications by the student union to the province of Trinity have been actually quite aggressive. And the province of Trinity has actually sent out an email to all students outlining some of the aggressive wording that was sent by the student union. And as a student, I don't feel I'm actually represented by my own student union.
Do you want to respond to that, Laszlo?
Yes, of course. I mean, it is a very privileged attitude to take to protest when you say protesting is fine as long as it's non-disruptive. But what we have seen is that non-disruptive protests the polite protest go ignored. So what can a union do when its polite request and its polite protest go ignored?
So if the communications...
And when we students want to stand up for our rights and for access to education, and that goes ignored. There's only one.
Okay, so if the communications, William, if the communications, William, you know, if there isn't an opportunity to sit down or chat, as Laszlo says, does it not leave students with limited alternatives if they want to engage in peaceful protest?
I'm sorry, I don't quite understand your question about communication. My understanding is that there was a series of engagements between the provost and the student union in terms of communications, but nothing was agreed. There was no response from the provost office. And then the communications escalated by the student union itself to the provost. The provost then communicated with all students about that particular communication. And at no stage did the student union put out any survey, any desire for students to participate in the protest. At no stage did the student union decide to, let's say, have a quiet protest or a non-interference protest outside the province office, which they could have done first.
Okay. Could you have done that, Laszlo? Could you have got a sense from the students as to what way they might like you to protest?
We did. The caller on the line is clearly not engaged or does not want to engage with the student union structures, because we had multiple town halls. We also had a petition. We have multiple mandates passed by our decision-making body council in which all class reps vote. We have mandates against fee increases. And so we acted on those mandates. So in fact, we did engage the students in this campaign.
Okay,
and
so there was some level.
Laszlo
says, William, that there was some level of engagement with students to try and get a mandate.
I never got the email. I don't see a link.
Right. Let me bring in Garvin. Garvin's a tour guide in Dublin. Garvin, you're talking to tourists every day of the week. You bring them around on tours, guided tours of the city centre. How important is the Book of Kells for tourism in Dublin?
Well, it's one of the top attractions. And when we do one of our private guided tours, we actually include the Book of Kells as one of the add-ons. So we bring people inside the attraction. And that particular tour, perhaps because of the Book of Kells, is a very popular tour with us. So we're there nearly every day throughout the summer. And, of course, you know, we have happened upon the protests from time to time over the last few years. I've been doing tour guiding for 15 years now in Dublin. And sometimes, to be honest, sometimes the library is closed because there's a visitor, a very important visitor that has arrived. So it's not unusual for it to be closed for other reasons.
So it doesn't leave a bad taste in the mouth of tourists who didn't get in yesterday, though?
Well, if they have a guide with them that actually could say, right, listen, this is unexpected, but we have some alternatives for you. We can do this, that, or the other. But for those that are there by themselves lining up, they're at a loss because they don't know what to do. They have to figure it out. And, you know, maybe that's ruined their whole morning.
Listener says, do the final year Trinity students who are sitting exams really need this level of disruption that's ongoing this week? Another texter says the Book of Kells should be removed from Trinity so it can't be held hostage by these clowns. I know we've had people from Kells on with us here in the show previously actually looking for the Book of Kells to be removed back to Kellstown. Texter is Phil in Dublin, says, so are these the students of our future? Then God help us if this lot ever ran for politics. Snowflakes, one and all, according to Phil. I think that's a bit unfair, Phil. Now, Liam in Navan says, move the Book of Kells to Collins Barracks. Another listener suggests that students, welcome to the real world. Things do cost money. David has got in touch to say Trinity should expel any student involved in protest and disruption at the university. End of story, according to David. Another listener makes the point today, have you seen the cost of higher education in the US or Canada? I highly doubt any tourist from there is not on the side of these students blocking access. The cost of education in Ireland today is very unaffordable. And another listener says, when these students graduate to become the dentists, solicitors and engineers of the future, will they drop their fees for people who are struggling? No, no and no. Keep them coming into us. 087 1400 106 is the WhatsApp number. But Laszlo there, who's the president of the Trinity College Students Union, Jenny, also Connor and Garvin and William as well. Thanks a million for joining us on the show.
Lunchtime Live with Andrea Gilligan. Weekdays at midday.
Brought to you by Active Iron
on News Talk.